you know, here we have a state Senate budget that's a giveaway to charters and one that destabilizes public schools, which is what Betsy DeVos is doing on a federal level.
Carl Korn is a spokesperson for New York State United Teachers. He says NYSUT is outraged and strongly opposed to a charter school package in a state Senate one-house budget bill.
First of all, the Senate Republicans would send roughly $350 million in new money to charter schools, and that's money that should be spent on our regular neighborhood public schools, which are accountable to the public, are transparent in their operations, and serve all students.
Korn tells WBFO News NYSUT conducted its own analysis of financial holdings of charter schools in the state. It found the charters have plenty of funding in reserve, and he says they don't deserve more state cash.
And in Western New York and Buffalo, charter schools have over $41 million in cash stockpiled, sitting under the mattress that could be used to, help students and offer teachers professional development.
The charter schools are not controlled, you know, by this kind of union model of monopolizing education. And that's where a lot of people have issues.
Duncan Kirkwood is with the Northeast Charter Schools Network.
The charter schools give opportunities to low-income and working-class families as well to move their child to a higher-quality school. And that, has, you know, we have to, for some reason, fight for the right for parents to put their child in a high-quality school.
The union is also accusing the charters of not being accountable.
This is flagrantly inaccurate and intentionally false. Charter schools are the most accountable.
The charter school organization is accusing the union of being misleading and attacking charter schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.